Hey, it's the Chaos Queen here, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mistress Carrie, and you are listening to Studio 2009.
No, I was having a slowdown that it was coming out of nowhere, and I'm like, where the heck is this going on from?
There is nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome back into our studio. This is Studio 2009 here on the Geekcast Radio Network, and of course, I am TFU and Mike, and for our latest gamer origins, today I welcome the GCR and co-creator and all-around altered geek, it's Steve Megatron. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello.
Today we're going to take Steve through his video game playing origins and more. So, did you grow up playing video games, and what were some of your earliest video game memories?
So, I grew up on it in terms of I had a PC.
PC Master Race. Yeah.
So, I didn't have a game console for, I don't know, till I was 17? That's about right, yeah. I had a Game Boy Pocket and a Game Boy Advance somewhere around, like, 14, 15. And then I got, like, a GameCube when I turned 17. And then I got pretty much a lot of the game consoles. And then I, from then, sold a lot of those consoles, so.
Well, that pretty much ruins question two, folks. So moving on to question three. What is your number one favorite video game as a kid?
I don't know if I have a favorite video game from a kid. I played, like I said, I played on DOS, I played on Windows, I played on, I did have a Sega Genesis at my dad's, I had a Game Boy Advance. Some of my favorite games, I would say, as a kid, because I can't really boil it down. I'll pick one per console, I guess, or one per device. PC, I liked, when I was younger, I enjoyed the Beast Wars game online,
yep.
Because I would do the MSN Gaming Zone tournaments and sorely thrash people. But I also liked, you know, like Unreal Tournament and Command & Conquer, Red Alert, stuff like that. And then on Game Boy Pocket, I played Pokemon Red. On Game Boy Advanced, I played Mega Man Extreme. On my Sega Genesis, I played Altered Beast, hence the name Altered Geek.
Exactly, yep.
And then Super Nintendo, I always liked the Mario games, but I liked like the Aladdin game on Sega Genesis, or not Sega Genesis, PlayStation 2. I liked the Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an Xbox 360, and my favorite games on that were Unreal Tournament 3 and Arkham City. And that was kind of the end of me. I mean, I had the GameCube and I had a Nintendo Wii as well, but pretty much hands down on both of those consoles, my favorite games were the Dragon Ball games, the Mega Man X games, and my number one would be Super Smash Brothers, which I still love that game.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did your gaming habits change as you grew up and throughout your life?
I got to a point where I got pretty addicted to video games, to the point that I wasn't sleeping at normal intervals. I wasn't, I had an unhealthy obsession with them. And during all of that, I pretty much didn't sleep. And so I've since, like, cause when I went through that phase, I eventually realized, well, first my PlayStation 2, my memory card died.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a backup. And so when it died, I sold my PS2 and everything that went with it. Because I was like, I'm not replaying any of that. I had like everything maxed out. I was done. I was like, I'm not doing this again. Then I got the 360 and I did the same thing. And I did it on the Nintendo Wii as well. And I had an SD card in there for the Wii and then for the PlayStation, or not the PlayStation, the Xbox 360, I had the hard drive in it. And I hit this point where I was gaming more than I was hanging out with my wife or with anybody else. And it was kind of consuming everything. And
right.
Outside of like podcasting, I was playing games all the time. And so what
started podcasting, folks, there were plenty of nights where Star Trek Online, yay.
Yeah, it's still on there. The screen is up. I'm tweaking something, but I'm not actually playing actively. There's no new mission, so I'm not playing. I'm just tweaking something that I noticed was left off kilter. But yeah, so it was coming to the point I was probably gonna end up divorced, because I was playing so much, and I went cold turkey. I wiped my entire hard drive, all my save files, everything, all of my save games.
Oh, damn.
And Mary was like, "Are you sure? There's no going back from this." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm positive." And I dumped it, and then I sold everything associated with it.
Wow.
So I have not had a game console since.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my PC, which I can play some of the same games. Like, I have Steam, so I've got the Arkham City, Arkham Knight. I absolutely hate Arkham Knight. I've played a demo of like some Dragon Ball Z games, and they're a little harder for me to get into again, just because it's not the old stuff. I've got Command and Conquer Red Alert 2. I've got Mass Effect 3. I got Mega Man X4. I got Multiverses, which is Warner Brothers' version of Smash Brothers.
Yep.
I have, of course, Star Trek Online. I have a bunch of old Blizzard games I never play anymore. I have all of the Transformers Fall of Cybertron, War for Cybertron, Devastation, Unreal Tournament 3, and then, of course, you know, like I said, Star Trek Online, and I have Super Smash Brothers Brawl. But otherwise, I mean, that's kind of the... I mean, I have a bunch of Battlefield games, too, on EA, but EA glitches out too much for me to even warrant turning it on anymore. Used to play the crap out of Podracer. But, yeah, I mean, so, like, there's a lot of games that I still enjoy, but I pretty much play them on the PC because that's all I have. And honestly, that's all I care to actually play on.
So how often do you go back and replay any of the video games you grew up with?
So a lot of the games I used to play as a kid were DOS or Windows-based, and they're old, ancient games, and they don't really play on modern stuff. I mean, there's an Abandoned Games website and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, I can play them online or I can play them in that instance. But, I mean, periodically, if I'm feeling nostalgic, I'll try it again for, like, a level, and I'm like, I don't care. I do, like I said, I still play... like the Unreal Tournament stuff. I still go back and play a Mega Man game of some kind, the Smash Brothers. Red Alert 2 is pretty much one of my oldest staples that I still go back to. And then Star Trek Online's old at this point, but I started playing in 2016, so I don't really consider it that old. I like Podracer, but the only way to get it is to buy it on EA's crappy app, and I refuse to give them money. Because I have the disc for the original game, it just won't play on modern setups.
Right.
But I really did enjoy that game just because it was fun. It was Star Wars themed racing, and I could, you know, if I felt inclined, I could blow something up.
Yep.
But I genuinely enjoyed that just for a brainless, like, just going around the track, adrenaline junk.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, those are kind of the games that I just kind of go back and play.
I think it is time we had a talk.
Which video games that have released when you were an adult have you liked the most? Like over the last 10 years?
Well, the last 10 years, I can't even count Star Trek Online anymore because it came out longer than 10 years ago, but I've been playing it
for... Okay, but yeah, but I'm just saying, like, as an
I mean,
example.
I still play that. I don't really play new games. I don't find a lot of them to be very good or fun. Multiverses is kind of the new one that I'm playing, like the only new one, and because it doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah.
Some of the other games are ones that I've either bought in the past, but they're old games. So like I can't consider them new games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the only new game that's come out in the last 10 years that I'm playing. Everything else, well, I guess Battlefield 1 and Battlefield 5. Battlefield 1 was the last one I actually played. Battlefield 5 kind of sucked. And then I didn't get 2142 because I just thought that I was kind of burned by Battlefield 5 and I heard a bunch of the crap that went down with it. And I was like, I'm good. I'll just skip. I did get to play the alpha and the beta of both Battlefield 1 and Battlefield 5. And I think I was offered beta in 2142. I just didn't have the time. So I just was kind of like, screw it. I don't care. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, the games that I'm kind of playing are the multiverses for the new stuff.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Are there any video games you hate or have been greatly disappointed by?
Arkham Knight? I feel like they tried to get too gimmicky with it, and they... Like, Arkham Asylum was very enclosed, it was very polished, I enjoyed it for what it was. It was also extra creepy because you were stuck in the asylum.
Yep.
I preferred Arkham City because I could peer off the top of buildings.
Yeah.
And I could go inside buildings and I could hide. And there was just a lot that I could do.
Right.
Arkham Knight felt too big because, again, like Arkham City, you were kind of enclosed in a fenced off area that was being destroyed and bombed and everything else. Whereas Arkham Knight, you're in the entirety of Gotham and you're driving the Batmobile. And then there's a bunch of timed missions. And then there's it's overly complicated and difficult. So I don't enjoy it whatsoever. I prefer the Arkham Origins, which was Warner Brothers Montreal, more than I enjoy Arkham Knight, even though it's different voice actors for Batman and Joker.
Yeah.
That game is probably the biggest disappointment I've had in a game in the last, like, 10, 12 years, by far, outside of, like, the Battlefield stuff. But, and I would say kind of Star Trek Online to some degree, like I enjoy it, but they've also gotten to the point where it's so microtransaction-y to get anything new. I mean, you get the new missions, but they're very like Star Trek Discovery based or Mirror Universe. And I'm like, or Borg. And I'm like, okay, these have been done to death. Please give me something different or pick up on an old storyline that's not been plucked recently, you know, to complete it. In that regard, there is that Star Trek Resurgence.
Yep.
Which I played. I think it came out last year.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So I guess that would be one of the games that I highly enjoyed outside of the fact it had control issues. And I haven't played it since they patched it. But it wasn't too bad. And they did pick up the storylines from way back when, you know, of TNG and kind of played into that. So it was kind of nice to see that kind of come full circle. But I mean, I guess that's another one that I enjoyed. But a lot of the stuff has been kind of lackluster when they kind of make sequels to stuff.
Very cool, very cool. I don't know, some of these video games, especially like the Batman games now, like for the longest time, you and I know this, but for the longest time, and most of the audience knows this too, most of the time, as long as Mark was there for Joker, Kevin would show up as Batman. Now that Kevin's gone, I just don't. Like, I watched a bunch of people play Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, and the guy they have as Batman was okay. I thought that was supposed to be Conroy, but it wasn't. Or something. Maybe I'm mixing it up.
The Justice League? No, that was him.
Was it? Okay. That's right.
Yeah, that's why everybody was so up in arms.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. There was another, I think it was maybe Gotham Knights. I forget. There was a Batman game recently where it was not him. Where,
I think it was Gotham Knights.
Probably.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. And it was just like, okay, that's okay, sure, fine, okay, voice, no problem, I guess. Speaking of characters, who is your end-all, be-all favorite character from any video game?
Hmm.
You can pick a hero and a villain.
Well, most of the games I play don't have a set hero or villain. So that makes it kind of difficult.
Okay.
Right from the start. That being said, with all of that, I would probably, I mean, the only games that I've played that would have that situation for hero and villain would be like the Dragon Ball Z games or Super Smash Brothers or the Arkham games, because everything else, it's kind of create your own character.
So who's your favorite hero and villain from Smash Brothers? We'll go with that.
My favorite hero is Sonic. Villain kind of difficult, because I don't really, I mean, they're all kind of good and bad, so it's kind of hard for me to pick one. Because I pretty much solely play as Sonic when I play. So I don't really have a villain per se. I hate fighting against like Fox, so I'll go Wolf, because Wolf is kind of the same in that. But if I had to, like, obviously the Arkham games, it's Batman and Joker. If it's if it's Dragon Ball Z, I love playing as Goku, and then my favorite villain to fight is Cell. So yeah, I mean, I guess that would kind of be the case there.
There you go. Very cool. Very cool. What are some other video game characters you like? Are there any you hate?
Obviously it's been said, that are strictly video game characters. I like Sonic. He's kind of a big staple for me. I really enjoy playing that character on pretty much anything. I was kind of a big Sonic fan when I was a kid, so I had like Sonic CD, I had, you know, the Sonic 3 and Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Yeah, so it was that was a lot of fun for me to play the character and kind of get to immerse myself in that world.
Very cool, very cool. Who are some of your favorite video game voices and or voice actors?
I know Nolan North plays a lot of bit parts that you may not necessarily know, or like DC Douglas or people like that. Roger Craig Smith, Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill. Can't remember the guy that plays Male Shepard in Mass Effect. He does pretty good.
Yeah, I only remember Jennifer Hale, and she's FemShep, so I don't remember the other one. I don't remember the male version. Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Did you ever own anything based on a video game? Toys, comics, coloring books, etc.?
Nope. I was not one of those people. I was strictly like, give me the comics and of like regular characters, stuff like that. Like I did not, I didn't go with any of that type of
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your favorite video game theme song?
Video game theme song. Again, like the Sonic stuff, the Super Smash Brothers has got some pretty spectacular soundtracks, like very remastered and orchestral, and just it's a lot of fun. So I would have to say Smash Brothers, because there's pretty much for a hot minute there, I used some of it for Geekcast Radio and GCR and Wars. So
how small is your video game collection?
I don't know, I've probably got 30-40 games remaining. That's not counting what I have in emulation.
Yeah.
Which are ancient. Like, I don't have any of that. Most of that stuff anymore, I don't really dig too much into. But I've probably got about that much.
Mm-hmm. Which game or games had the biggest impact on your life?
I don't know about impact, but I would say, like, just entertainment value, I would go with probably Smash Brothers and Dragon Ball Z. Like, I like the fighter games, or I like Star Trek Online is the one oddity where I kind of broke the mold as far as what I will play.
Right.
I don't normally play, like, MMORPG type stuff. Like, I don't generally care for it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's one of the few that I actually will break down and play is Star Trek Online. But the other ones, it's pretty much, I play a lot of, like, just battle games, Smash Brothers, Multiverses, Dragon Ball Z. Those are my fun ones, unless I'm trying to get, I don't know, into something else.
Right.
Like strategy. If I'm wanting strategy and I'm just feeling like that, then I'll for sure do Red Alert. But otherwise, like, I don't.
Cool. You probably haven't done this, but what is the most money you spent on a video game item ever? Print, art book, etc.
$0. The most I've done is buy a game, and the most I've spent on one is like $60. I've never paid more than $60 for a video game. I pretty much wait until Black Friday because I loathe paying full price.
Yep. Do you have a "my parents wouldn't let me play that game" story?
I gotta think about that one. Well, I say it from the sense of I was kind of moved out by the time I started playing games. I mean, I've always pretty much played the same type of stuff, so it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not a huge stretch for me.
What is your opinion on video game reboots? Which ones do you think have been the most successful?
Well, I know they've done, like, Final Fantasy up the wazoo, but I'm not a fan of continually redoing games for the sake of redoing games.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not one that will play all of these remaster games and things like that. So,
right. Which video game series from the past would you most want to see more of, whether it be a reboot, live action movie, or any other form of media? So, in the case for this, my thought is, if the Mario games from the NES and Super NES had basically, not counting Yoshi's Island, because that was a horrible sequel, if Mario World had a modern version, a next chapter today, which series would you want to see the most of?
And this is just for, like, a reboot or just...
yeah, it's for over, like if Mario had, like, I know Mario has continued on the path that he's on now. But if you wanted to see more of, let's say, Super Mario World or Super Mario... Like, if there was a Super Mario Brothers 4 on NES after Super Mario Brothers 3. So that's essentially what this is. Which one would you want to... Which video game series would you want to see more of today?
I would like to see a return to some of the Red Alert Command & Conquer stuff.
I agree.
But not this modern crap that's on cell phones. Like, I want true to form, like, old, before it got ruined.
We need Command & Conquer Renegade 2 or something, yeah. Exactly. Well, not
Renegade 2, just, like, I liked Red Alert. Like, that was my...
Okay.
That was my go-to. And they ruined it.
I know people will argue with me on this, but it's only an example, folks. Yes, I know the first example is not exactly a full-on sidekick, but what is your opinion of the video game sidekick? Luigi, Tails, Clank, etc. Love them, hate them, don't care either way.
Don't care either way.
In your opinion, which decade represents the golden era of video games and why? 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, or 2020s?
90s, 2000s, like kind of that era, like late 90s, early 2000s, so like 95 to 2005.
Yeah. I agree. As gaming has evolved, what has been your greatest likes and dislikes in the video game industries?
Dislikes is trying to shoehorn a bunch of crap into the games.
Yeah.
I'm not getting political, I'm not getting opinionated here, but I don't find any of these over politically correct storylines to be entertaining enough to purchase the games. Not only are the characters and the CGI or the 3D animation stuff in them horrible, like just subpar compared to stuff we got 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But the storylines are so horrendous, it's not even worth me buying it on most modern games. The only reason I have, like I said, like Arkham Knight is because I paid $7 for it on Black Friday. It wasn't because I was like, oh, I'm going to play this game and enjoy it, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, I literally was to the point where it didn't really matter if I got it or not. So,
absolutely. Some people view video games as something for children, quote unquote, and don't view gaming as a serious form of media that adults should consume. Who should video games be made for, in your opinion?
Whoever enjoys them.
Absolutely.
Speak with your wallets. Speak with your wallets.
And if you don't like something, don't pay for it.
Yeah. Yarr.
Yarr. Again, again, this is what we've been saying for the last almost 5 years on this podcast, for the last 15 years of the network. This is why trailers are a thing. This is why advertisements are a thing. If you don't like what you see, don't buy the damn thing.
Pretty much.
Yep. We are now entering the Gamer Fantasy Funland. If you could own any vehicle featured in a video game, which would it be?
Kind of a cop-out. I don't care for really... I hate vehicles in video games. I'm not going to lie. I absolutely hate them. But because usually it comes with some caveat that they just are horrible. Now, if... Being that it says any vehicle in video game, I would say the Constitution class refit from Star Trek Online. Because that's it's like I said, it's a cop out, but it's my favorite ship. Yeah. I have literally three of them in my cabinet. I have a model of it on my desk. Well, no, I haven't 3D printed any of these. These are all just ones I bought because I like them. Okay. The Constitution 3 is the one I've printed twice in two different sizes. But actually, I have four of the I have five of the Enterprise A Constitution refit style ships in different sizes. I have the old Micro Machines. I have the Hot Wheels one that came out like 2005, 2006. I have the one that's from Eagle Moss, and then I had a 3D printed one from Star Trek Online, and then the model kit. But yeah, that would be the ship I would take. If I had to choose a vehicle that had to be on land, it would be the Batman the Animated Series Batmobile.
Batmobile! Ignition!
Absolutely.
Because again, I have those.
If you could live in any video game world that you wanted, where would you live?
Star Trek Online. Like I said, cop out.
It's not surprising, is it, folks? Who would be your top three gamer pals to join you and become a quartet? Examples, Mario, Sonic, Solid Snake, etc.
To just join me on adventures?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know.
I was going to say, I choose you, Pikachu. No, I know you weren't, but just the way you held out that note, I was like,
I was trying to actively think, and it's just not something that comes to my mind.
All right. Okay. I usually have to preface this just in case. I'm going to do so here as well. You're not married. If you could date any video game character, which one would it be?
I'm trying to even think of one. Is that bad that I can't even, like, I can't even think? Like, it doesn't...
Okay. All right. Folks, I can hear the gears rumbling in his brain.
Well, I don't play enough, like, games
I know.
I mean, there's back in the day when there was, like, Lara Croft or something, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like that's probably the best example I can think of right now.
There you go. What is the holy grail of video game artifacts? Examples are the Fire Flower, Mega Buster, Samus's gun, Sonic shoes, etc.
Holy grail of video game artifacts. Why this gotta be so hard?
It really isn't.
Well, it is because I would guess, like, maybe I would probably go the Mega Buster just because then I could, you know, steal the ability to do things.
Mm-hmm. And here I was thinking you were going to say Sonic shoes so you can go fast to get some chili dogs.
Well, I wouldn't get chili dogs. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'd do the shoes because then I could run anywhere I want and be there pretty quick.
There you go.
That sounds like a better idea because then I hate waiting. So that's literally, I would avoid having a car completely. I would just run around like over buildings and everything else. Like, so yeah, that would probably be what I would go with. I was thinking like Dragon Ball Z, like Goku, where he's got like but it's not a video game character. It's cartoon first, then video game. So it kind of would be a cop out. But Sonic is based strictly in video game originally. So, his shoes would probably be what I would go with.
There you go. We are now exiting the Gamer Fantasy Funland. Final question. What is one piece of advice that you'd give the video game fandom in general?
Pay for games and support ones that you enjoy. Don't just buy games because they're another rendition in the franchise that you're used to. Like if it's got a great story or if it's got entertainment value, even if it's something you've played a million times. I can't tell you the amount of times I've played Smash Brothers or really any of the games I mentioned.
Right.
Because I've played them all so much that I kind of know I kind of know what to look for when I'm playing and what I'm going to enjoy. And I've played a lot of games over the years and some I just flat out don't remember. But yeah, honestly, just support the ones that are telling a good story that you find worth paying for. Like, they don't have to cost $60 or you don't have to get them immediately when they come out. I usually wait a year when they come out. So I can wait for one, a complete game. Two, all the bugs to be worked out. And three, to see how well it's received and read up on the story, even if it's a spoiler of what's going to happen. I'd like to know what I'm getting in for before I spend a certain amount. And so, like, if then I'm like, oh, it's $25 on Steam or something, it's like, okay, that's a drop in the bucket. $60 is a bit hard for me to bite on. But $30, I'm like, okay, I can toss that pretty easily. And Black Friday, best time to buy.
Yep.
I got the whole Command & Conquer video game collection for $15 at Black Friday. I got the Arkham City Game of the Year edition for $7. And I think I got Arkham Knight for $7. And so, I mean, honestly, it's just better deal all the way around.
Yep, yep. And you don't feel like you're missing out on anything of the need of, oh my God, this is the newest game, I must have it now.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me to miss out on games. They're honestly, like, there's so many games out there, you could never play them all anyway. And mm-hmm. so for me, I feel like in order to, I would rather just find a game I enjoy. Like, I honestly don't care about missing out.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to go to a quick ad break. You're going to hear some ads for some other podcasts that we promote around here at the Geekcast Radio Network and Studio 2009. You're also going to hear the Chaos Queen give you all the info of how you can be on either the Gamer Origins or Podcast Approach here at Studio 2009. We'll be right back right after this.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Cheerscast, the podcast where everybody knows your name. Slide up to the bar alongside Ryan Daly and a rotating cast of guest hosts as they celebrate the long-running, award-winning television series, one hilarious episode at a time. New episodes of Cheerscast drop every Thursday, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The Geekcast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
Hey, Jared, I have this idea for a new show for the network.
What is it?
You know how I liked the 1990s comic book series, The New Warriors?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yep.
And you know how at the Long Boss Crusade we're trying to get the YouTube channel going?
Yes. Also correct.
Well, thanks. So, how about you and me do a live stream show about the New Warriors? You've never read the books before, and I have them, and so that's a great setup. We could give it a catchy name like "Come Out to Play." Don't you think that's the greatest idea?
Sure, Delvin. That's a great idea. Just one question.
Yeah?
Why do you have me dangling off this ledge, holding me by only one arm?
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll get it soon. I hope. Come Out to Play, a New Warriors podcast, comes to you live on YouTube every second Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Longbox Crusade channel. If you can't watch it there, we replay them on the Longbox Crusade Network podcast feed, available anywhere podcasts can be found. We invite you to come along for the ride, or in other words, New Warriors, come out to play, yay!
Hi everyone, I'm here to tell you about the DC Comics News Podcast, here every week to talk everything DC, movies, TV, comics, and everything in between. But don't just take my word for it, here are a couple of our sponsors. Listen to the DC Comics News Podcast, it's audio justice.
No, it's audio chaos, these wackos are crazier than I am.
Well, maybe you're both right. Regardless, you can catch us on every kind of podcast platform. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you find great podcasts. So, can I go now?
Let him go. He did everything you asked.
No.
Hey, toy fans, this is John, also known as Iacon Dispatch. You can find me on pretty much every social network at Iacon Dispatch, where I share cool Transformers and Star Wars stuff that I like. Thanks so much to the great people at Geekcast Radio Network for putting this awesome project together and for once again letting me contribute to it. Definitely had a lot of fun with it. Take it easy, everyone, and I'll see you around online.
For the best in science fiction, join Mark Baumgarten, Vicky Jakubowski, Zion Kiros, and Juan San Miguel on the award-winning podcast Marku 42's Universe. Doctor Who, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Trek, and more are all fair game with Marku 42, which has been around since 2012 in one form or another. Marku 42's Universe is proud to be a part of Geekcast Radio Network, the best place to get your geek on. Listen to us bi-weekly or weekly if we have a topic relevant for you, our listeners. Marku 42 on Geekcast Radio Network, a match made in a galaxy near you.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music. I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week. If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba weep, Grana. Weep, Ninny Bong.
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car, car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
My truck is loaded.
All right, gamers, we are back. As always, we want to thank you for joining us here on this episode of Studio 2009. Steve, any final thoughts before I run through the rest of the closing, sir?
Don't think so.
Okay, then. All right. Well,
enjoy Geekcast Radio. That's my mission for you.
There you go. Coming soon, the brand new geekcastradio.com.
This is not IGN.
No, it's better.
They have spam. We do not.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they think they have their pinkies up in the air, but we really have our pinkies up in the air around here. Because brand new website, brand new design, all new features coming soon. Geekcastradio.com. Unleash the geek in you. All right, for the rest of the stuff. Send us email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can check us out on all the podcatching clients you choose to use, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc., etc., etc. Now that we have our new home, if we're actually on Spotify now, because Studio 2009 was not on Spotify for a while. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at GeekCastRadio for the network at It's ITS Studio 2009, all one word for the show. I am at TFU and Mike. What is your Twitter?
At SCP-21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also check out Studio 2009 over there as well. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Studio 2009, in which you'll join us next time, and we will be giving you our thoughts on Netflix's Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley. That's right.
We on the edge!
We get BHCAF around here inside the studio. So for now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
Thank you for listening, and until next time, oh yeah, and unleash the gamer geek in you, and we will see you later.
Would you like to be on the Origins episodes here at Studio 2009? Send an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com with the subject line Gamer Origins Guest Spot. You must have 1 year or more of podcast experience, have a good mic, and be on Skype or Discord.
Edit point. We are... Point.
Give us some backup.
God, I missed you, Axel.
Half the script is fucking wrong.
Blah, blah, blah.